Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Hi everyone. Rusty Quill founder and CEO Alex here to give everyone an update on the RQ network. Last time I had the privilege to announce the launch of the network, with the addition of cryptids, the Decatapes, How It Ends, Old Gods of Appalachia and the Storage Papers. Well, now I have the privilege to announce the second wave of podcasts who will be joining us. First we have I Am in Askew and The Silt Verses, a pair of weird horror fiction podcasts, both produced by Askew Productions, written and directed by Jonathan Ware and produced by Munna Husson. Next, we have The Milkman of St. Gaffs, a Kafkaesque fiction that blends eldritch horror, noir, and comedy, directed by Chris McClure. After that, we have The Town Whispers, a narrative podcast with a healthy dash of folk horror, written and directed by Cole Weavers. Then last, but definitely, definitely not least, we have We're Alive, the pioneering action horror zombie epic produced by Wayland Productions that literally set the bar for audio production quality. This second wave is a fantastic demonstration of our commitment to championing storytelling at any scale. From We're Alive's colossal quarter of a billion downloads, right the way through to first-time podcasters who are just getting started and are full of potential. We cannot wait to work with such a talented bunch and are really looking forward to seeing what we can all cook up together. You can hear all these shows wherever you listen to your podcasts and find out more about them by visiting rustyquill.com. That's all for now. We hope you enjoy all of them as much as we do. And as always, thank you so much for listening and for your ongoing support.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2020. 26 and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/novel.